We've got our favorite migrant influencer who encouraged squatting. He is whining to the New York Post that he's a victim of persecution in jailhouse interview. This is the guy that was crying, sobbing, snot hanging down his nose. He was yelling at the camera, if you take over a home, you can legally take it from its owner. All this crazy stuff. Now he's in jail. Ah, he's being persecuted. Yeah, imagine that. Let's get into it. Here we go. I know a lot of people have asked, okay, what's going on with this guy? Here's what's going on with this guy. And his name is Leonel Moreno, right? Okay, here we go. He's been nabbed. Nabbed him. ICE. I don't need to see you. You know, offices. Now. He skipped out. Yeah. I haven't seen him. An absconder. $1,000 a day begging. Guy's a punk and he deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be in prison. He deserves to, but in prison in, where is he from? Venezuela? Send him back to prison in Venezuela. What do you say about that? What do you say? That's what we should be doing. Why aren't we doing it? Because of these soft-hearted liberals who are like, love yourself an illegal. Right? Yeah. And then we've got in these sanctuary cities, we've got this hands-off with ICE. Oh, no. ICE can't talk with these illegals. That's how it is in Seattle. They won't, there isn't a lot of ICE around here just because we're not at the border. You don't see ICE around here very often, if ever, right? Probably a little bit further north because you get up near the Canadian border and they've got more to do up there. But you got a situation where if somebody is in jeopardy of being deported, law enforcement here has been given they've been dictated, nope, we're not cooperating with ICE because we're a sanctuary city. It's such nonsense. It is so ridiculous that we live in a world where that's a thing. So you got somebody, quasi protecting the southern border. What are they doing? Yeah. Cry me a Rio Grande River. The jailed Venezuelan migrant influencer who viciously mocked America to his 500,000 TikTok followers and urged border crossers to invade abandoned houses, now misses the glorious liberties he enjoyed in the U.S., whining to the Post this week that, I miss my freedom. Your freedom was stolen there, big guy, because you were supposed to show up at a hearing back in 2022, and you did not. You did not follow the rules, therefore you do not deserve freedom. And for breaking said freedom, you should be deported. Leonel Moreno moaned that he is a victim of unjust persecution. That's interesting. Wednesday, during a 30-minute-long video televisit from inside Giguaga County Jail in Chardon, Ohio. Guiga? How do you pronounce that? Somebody from Ohio, let me know. I came here to the United States because of persecution in my country, but they're doing the same thing to me in the United States. Persecuting me, Moreno 27 wailed. Well, if you wouldn't have gotten on your big social media platform, namely TikTok, then I think some of this would be a non-issue. But you said that you can go out and just take a house. If it's in bad shape, you just take a house, you fix it up, and you can sell it, and you can make a profit. You literally said squatting is an answer to creating wealth in the United States. You used your wife, you used your baby as kind of pawns in this whole scheme of let's see how we can scam some more people on TikTok. So I don't feel too bad. I don't feel bad at all. I don't really care. This guy belongs, he belongs in deportland, right? It's all misinformation in the media about me. This is why I'm reading this story. It's all misinformation in the media about me. Is it? Is it really? Because, you know, what was in the media about you was the fact that you were creating content that talked about all this stuff that simply wasn't true. That was illegal. Huh. And now you're being prosecuted, persecuted, whatever you want to call it. They're defaming me. What fame did you have to begin with? Yeah, you came into the country illegally. You scammed a bunch of systems and you talk about, you know, taking handouts, begging on the corner. I bet you're one of those people that, you know, uses their kid to beg, kids sitting in a stroller. Who doesn't feel sorry for that? You know, all that kids getting all that, the exhaust from cars going by and it's just sitting there and, you know, kid doesn't have any choice and dad is literally using it. They're defaming me. They're misrepresenting me in the news. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think they're misrepresenting you at all. I think the way you represented yourself is a very accurate portrayal. And the rest of us just kind of look at that and go, yeah, that's a loser. That guy should be deported. I am a good father, a good husband, a good son, a good person, humble, respectful to people who respect me, continued Moreno, who spoke only Spanish and hid his face from the video camera's view for the duration of the interview. Chicken shit. I mean, guy comes into the country just spouting all kinds of nonsense. Literally, he's got shenanigans for days coming out of his mouth. You know what's interesting is that his TikTok account got shut down, but his Facebook and Instagram, he's still monetized on those. He's still making money. Yeah, scumbag. I miss my entire life. I miss my freedom, he cried. Well, maybe you shouldn't have done some of that illegal stuff. Maybe you shouldn't have come into the country illegally. I don't know. Just throwing out ideas here, but you get what you deserve. And in your case, you deserve jail. You deserve to be deported, whatever it may happen to you. With Moreno out of the frame, the camera showed inmates in blue striped jumpsuits sitting at five silver metal tables through a glass window. At one point during the video visit, five scowling inmates looked in his direction with some indecipherably shouting at him. I bet he is not. Maybe he is popular in jail. Maybe he's popular in the shower facility. He's not a big guy. He's small. Small. What is happening? Moreno could be heard muttering to himself. Well, yeah, they're choosing which one of them is going to make you their girlfriend. That's what they're doing. Oh, yeah. Missing your freedom now? Not so much. Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid they're going to kill me. They're coming for my life. Anyone, he said. It's kind of what happens when you get sent to jail, isn't it? And you're at the mercy of whomever's in there. And if you set a bunch of stuff to 500,000 followers on TikTok, you're going to be a known quantity. And this guy is. That's why he's doing this, right? Ah, they're coming for me. Moreno has been in touch with his wife, Veronica Torres, since he's been locked up and insisted the Post contact her so she could charge an undisclosed sum for a good interview with him. The Post does not pay for interviews. Guy's trying to work the system even when he doesn't need to, right? Doesn't need to. Immigrant and Customs Enforcement fugitive operations officers cuffed Moreno in Columbus, Ohio on March 29th. Just about 2 weeks ago, nearly 2 years after he and Torres illegally crossed the southern border into Eagle Pass, where I was. Where a lot of the stuff that's going down is happening. He was allowed to stay in the country in a Biden administration-approved parole scheme. But parole, that's that parole. It's meant for something other than what the Biden administration is using it for. It's meant on a short-term basis to get people into the country, like people being displaced from Afghanistan, people being displaced from Ukraine. You'll release them on parole. But instead, we've just made that basically write their name down on a piece of paper, give them parole, give them a court date, let them go. It's been mass parole. And that's how we end up with the 11 million people in the country. Most of them just completely illegal. And so many of them that aren't going to have a chance to actually get asylum here in the United States. They don't qualify. But they came anyway because they heard, hey, why not? Right now is a good chance. Let's give it a chance. You know, what could go wrong? Staying in Venezuela? That's a real crapshoot as well. But then he failed to appear for required check-ins with immigration officers, according to ICE, back in 2022. Not shocking. How many of these illegals are not going to show for the hearings? Why should they? They're doing just fine. They're doing their thing, getting all kinds of subsidies. Nobody knows who they really are, right? State of Washington, my state here, you don't have to have a citizenship to get a professional license. You want to be a hairdresser? You want to be a bail bondsman? You want to be a tattoo artist? No citizenship required anymore. Just give them your name, whomever you are, and away you go. It's wild. The Venezuelan national could also face federal firearm charges, according to sources and internal federal documents reviewed by the Post this week. They'll get him on something. He made enough of a stink. He made enough comments. Somebody's going to get him for something, right? A series of March 14 videos still on Moreno's Instagram account show him holding and showing firearms in a gun store. I looked at those. Yeah. Would he be able to purchase one? And asking his followers, which do you like best? Moreno insisted he was thrown into the clink because of his inflammatory social media videos. Well, you were saying stuff that was illegal. You were citing people to basically squat. And that is illegal. It's just like how you came into the United States illegally. It's illegal. It's against the law. And ironically vowed to use the First Amendment to fight any charges. And to fight them with the First Amendment. Freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. Well, you can to a certain point. When you start spouting off illegal things, people are going to take notice. And that's what you've had happen. If a Moreno commits a crime or something, then they would be right. But it's because of my work. This is so unfair. Social media is my job. Social media is how you happen to get paid. Social media is not your job because you are a loser. So if I want to say something now, I can't say it. We've become an oppressive country instead of a free country where we can express whatever is in our hearts. The United States was created to be that, not to oppress. Yeah, but what you're doing, you're not just saying, hey, I like butterflies. You're encouraging people to do illegal acts. And that's kind of the difference there between somebody who just wants to be part of the good old USA and, you know, encourage others to work hard and achieve that American dream. You weren't really doing that. No, you were encouraging people to commit all kinds of shenanigans, illegal ones at that. Previously, Moreno posted videos to TikTok and Instagram encouraging other migrants to come to the U.S., where he said that they didn't have to work because they could make more money from begging on the streets and collecting government handouts. He's probably not wrong, but, you know, when you're talking about doing something illegal, yeah, you get what you pay for, right? You get what you pay for. And this guy's in jail. It'll be interesting to see how long he stays in there. With his ICE charge, I mean, he could just get deported. And, he, you know, enough people saw his videos and said, get that guy out of here. Get him the F out. We don't want him here. I didn't cross the Rio Grande to work like a slave. Can you believe he said that? He said the quiet part out loud. I didn't cross the Rio Grande to work like a slave. Okay, did you cross to work at all? Because what you're doing right now is not working. You're making a living, but it's not working. Moreno said in one Instagram clip while he waved a stack of $100 bills in front of his face. He has listened to too much rap music. That's what's wrong. Now, there's so many other things that are wrong as well. But yeah, you've always got the rappers with big stacks of $100,000 bills. And you're like, okay, what's the point you're making that you carry around money to be a target, maybe possibly financial mismanagement? Because who carries that much cash around? You're not making any interest on your money. You're just waving it around like a jackass. Okay, all right, but whatever. We'll believe you. There's so many people out there like, that guy has 100, you know, stacks of hundreds. He's wealthy. I should listen to him. Oh, let's just watch all of his TikToks. Right? In the same video, Moreno claimed to have enough money to support himself, Torres, and their daughter. I'm so sorry for that daughter. I'm so sorry for his wife. The guy's just an out-of-control loudmouth, and now he's in jail. He's like, I'm being persecuted. And their daughter, who was born in October, for at least 18 months without having to work. Guys put away that much money scamming the system. is what he's telling us, scamming the system. The Venezuelan also called for his fellow countrymen to unite in support of the 15-year-old migrant who's accused of firing shots that injured a tourist in Times Square on February 8th. That's who we should be supporting, some guy who's an illegal in the country shooting citizens of the United States. Oh, okay, we're going to support that guy. No, we're not. TikTok last week shut down Moreno's account, which had roughly 500,000 followers. People are so dumb, aren't they? They're so dumb. You're following this guy? This is who the guy that you're following? But his Instagram profile is still active and has more than 17,000 followers. He was late to the Instagram game, wasn't he? You could pull off a lot of nonsense on TikTok because people will watch, they'll literally watch anything on TikTok. Oh, dog's taking a crap? That's the greatest video I've ever seen. Oh, this is the best. The absolute best, right? Moreno vowed in March 17 Instagram video, yes, they closed my TikTok account, but I keep earning on Facebook and on Instagram. I won't earn the same, but I'm going to get my TikTok account back. I'm going to keep earning money. TikTok will let anything go on, right? Social media personality insisted to the Post that the person in his videos was just that, a fictional character. This is how he spins it. The person who is in my videos, my character, is not the same person as Leonel Moreno. I am a different person. Okay. I mean, you're telling me that. You're identifying as that. That's the game we're playing here. You're identifying as somebody else, a different person. We can't confuse one with the other. We can't confuse my character with my real life. I think ICE is going to say something different about that when you come with the defense of, you know what? You know, this is just this. That's what Moreno says. I myself, the husband and the father, I don't do that kind of stuff. They're going to say, no, you said it. That was you. It's on video. What a dumbass. I have a sarcastic, dark humor in my videos. That's my job. Leonel Moreno's is the opposite, he said. Although he refused to answer whether he personally believes in the disgraceful messages he spewed in his videos. Of course he does. Absolutely. Because he's all about scamming the system. So why wouldn't he encourage others to do exactly the same? His biggest problem is he got too big. 500,000 followers, too many people are watching him. Got too many eyeballs on him, right? One thing is Lieto Official, which means Official Lieto, his nickname in Spanish. And another thing is Leonel Moreno. That's all I can tell you. They are different things. Okay, so you got a nickname, and then you got your real name, and you're associating one with your real personality and one with this fictitious account. Son, you are full of crap, any which way. Deport. Yeah, those are my three recommendations for what should happen with this joker, right? So we've all been watching this guy. We've all been kind of seeing what's going on. He's in jail now. Does he get released on his own personal recognizance? I don't think so. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I think this guy gets booted. But he's one of few that's going down this roadway because, hey, if you can monetize at 500,000 on TikTok, you're going to make some money. You just need to keep your trap shut on, you know, coming out and saying just ridiculous things. That was this guy's biggest fault, was getting caught, right? It was getting caught because he was saying just a whole bunch of illegal stuff that had no bearing in reality. I mean, his explanation of the basically adverse possession laws was so convoluted that, and he's an illegal from Venezuela. So what did you expect, right? But that's why I think it's important to cut down people who have these kind of accounts because they're literally dealing with fraud. But, you know, Facebook doesn't seem to care. YouTube cares. YouTube cuts stuff down from anything. But if you're on the right, yeah, you're going to have to jump through a lot more song and dance than somebody on the left that supports this kind of ridiculousness. That's just the day and age that we live in. So yeah, this is kind of where we sit. This guy is in jail. Will he be deported? I don't know. I sure hope so though, right? Because then I'll have another podcast because he'll be he'll be crying. He'll, you know, he'll have that snot hanging down from his nose. That was just a gross video. I was like, oh, could you wipe your nose there, big guy? This is not a good look. This is horrible. This is terrible. All right. I'm going to wrap up this one. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for watching this video. Love to have you subscribe. Love to have you hit the like button for this video. Do all that good stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Until then, bye for now.